Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Today is part two of my two-part interview with Tony Whatley. Now, if you missed any of yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up because we covered a lot of good stuff, and we're going to rewind it just a little bit just for the continuity of the program, but you do not want to miss any of it. So I recommend you go back and listen to that one first and then come back to this one. But if you're here, praise the Lord. Now, Tony Whatley has taught thousands of people how to pursue the lives they desire instead of just settling for what life gives you, right? Now, he has been sharing with us some tips that you can put to use right now in this environment where businesses are closed, people are stuck at home. You can start your own business right now. Praise God. Let's jump right back into the interview with Tony Whatley. I'll be asking him about, you know, the situation where you are the result of the people you're hanging around with. Think about that. That's where we're going to start this conversation off. What about the people you hang around with? Is it true that you're the result of the five or six people you hang around most of the time, and that if you want to move to the next level, you actually have to start hanging around with people hanging out at the next level?
That's a very common question, and I 100% agree with that statement. And here's why. You need to start looking around at your friends and your family and the people that you interact with on a daily basis, and you need to ask yourself one simple question. Does this individual bring me energy, or do they steal my energy? And some of you are wondering what that even means. I'm going to give you some tangible takeaways for that. So the next time somebody calls your cell phone and you see their name flash on your screen, ask yourself in that moment, do you react by going, man, I can't wait to answer this and talk to this person? Or do you react by, what now? What do they need? Yeah. Those are the things, those are key indicators. That example right there will tell you everything you need to know about people's energy. Because if you leave any interaction with somebody and you feel drained and you feel lower level than when you started that conversation or hanging out with them, they're stealing your energy. And you need to start creating some proximity or some boundaries around surrounding yourself with those kind of people, because a lot of people just like to take out there. They don't like to bring you things. They don't like to support what you're saying. They say things. They naysay. You tell them about your dreams, and then they laugh. And they say, oh, you're just a dreamer, or you're delusional, or you're crazy, and things like that. Those are not the people that you want around you. Because True friends, true people who support what you do, they may laugh, but they go, dude, but I believe in you. I think you can do this because we've seen you do this before. So understand that you don't need to be surrounding yourself with people who are going to hold you back. And here's the other thing. If you look around and all your friends are aspiring to be average, and there's nothing wrong with being the average person, but if you're that person that wants more out of life, wants to reach your potential, whether it's in fitness, business, mindset, relationship, you want to be a better version of yourself, and you're looking around at all your friends and all they do is settle for everything, and they're always reinforcing that, maybe you're listening to this and maybe you're the successful person in your friend group. Maybe they're always going, man, you're so good, you're so killing it, and you don't really feel like you are. And you start to look at other people who are passing you by, and you start to think about, man, I used to be a high achiever. I used to do these things. I used to put myself out there. I used to be the star of this and doing that. And now I'm in this life of complacency and mediocrity, and I don't know why, and I can't get out of this trap. And I'm hanging around with these friends who keep telling me I'm doing things good, and I don't get it because I don't feel that way. It's because you're trapped in that. You're just trapped in that circle of friends. Yeah. You start hanging around people who are killing it. You start hanging around with people who are challenging you to do better, who see the potential within you that you do not even see yourself. That's when you're going to start taking bigger steps. That's when you're going to start believing in what's possible. That's when you're going to start challenging your current beliefs and your limiting beliefs. Understand that I have more in my life to do. I have a legacy to build. There's millions of people out there I could potentially impact with the knowledge, the skill, the love that I have in my heart, but I'm not doing it because I'm hanging around with a bunch of people who confirm that average is cool and that I should just be happy where I'm at.
Yeah, amen, amen. And you know, when we're talking about creating a new circle of friends, we're not just talking, well, you know what, I'm going to make new friends, and you go knock on Tony Watley's door, and he answers to us, hey, can I be your friend? You know, we're talking about going to conferences and things like this, and getting the information like you would share at a conference and others, and then maybe associate yourself with their training programs and things like that. And over the course of time, you find out that, hey, Bob, how you doing? I haven't seen you in a couple months and things like that. And that you're moving, you're transitioning to having a new group of people that you're receiving input from them. You're receiving, confirmation from them. And you slowly elevating yourself from where you were to where you want to be by, I call it increase by association, right? And that's kind of what you're talking about here, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that we tend to limit ourselves. We have this old-fashioned way of thinking that we think that our friends need to be in our zip code or our city, and that's just not true.
Right.
Nowadays, especially with the internet, and you and I are in two different areas, we're doing this over a video conference. We make the world very small with technology, but we fail to understand the possibilities. You need to understand that some of your best friends may be in another country. The thing is that you have this desire, and you have this knowledge, and you've got this skill set, and you want to enhance things. Start surrounding yourself with people who are on the same journey with you, and you're going to grow and accelerate at a lot faster pace. Quit just relying on just hanging out with your boys at the bar and having a beer on Fridays, because guys, if you're hanging around with people that just start every sentence with, you remember when, that ain't going to get you where you want to go. If they're always talking about the past or how you guys peaked in high school, that's not going to get you where you want to go. You need to start hanging around people who ask you, what are your dreams? What would you like to achieve this year? What are you doing about that? Holding you accountable, stepping out there, putting yourself out there, trying new things, gaining new perspectives. You're not going to gain new perspectives from people who don't invest in stuff or gain new knowledge. It's just simple. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You know, I remember when we moved and things, you know, started working better for us here in the Maryland area. And, you know, I went back to visit with friends that I hadn't seen in 4 or 5 years. They're still in the same neighborhood, still in the same house, still in the same job, still in the same financial condition. And they're like, wow, man, you've changed. And that's when you catch that realization, like, you haven't. You know, and if I was still here, I'd be just like you. So yeah, exactly. That is so true. And you know, I noticed one article on your blog that really resonated with me, and it was titled "The Problem with Personal Development," and centered around, I quote, "We need more teachers who've achieved before they taught, rather than those teaching before they've achieved." And I could not agree with that more. I've seen this over and over again. And it really is pathetic when you see someone say, you know, achieve XYZ by my coaching program, but you do your research and they haven't even hit A, B, or C yet. Man, what would be one thing you would tell someone who wants to increase in their personal development?
You nailed it on that one. I think that there's too many people out there on social media teaching things that they've never achieved before. Some people's business, you got to understand, they're teaching people how to be business coaches. That's their business. They're just teaching people how to be business coaches, but they've never actually ran a business before. And it blows my mind. And I used to watch this stuff on the social media probably the last 5 years. And it started to get frustrating, Robert. I was like, man, who are these people that are writing these books and doing these things? And they come off as amazing. But you know what? Google has a lot of information on people. Mm-hmm. You can go Google things. And you know what? If you're listening to this, you are who Google says you are, because it takes a lot of compound time and a lot of compound results over time to finally start to rank on Google and start to show that you've actually achieved some things. So what I always tell people, if you want to start listening to somebody, or if you want to learn from somebody, do what everybody else does. Go Facebook search them, go Google search them, do your due diligence and understand who they are, what they've done, what they've achieved. Why should I listen to this person? And then you're going to start to find that, honestly, if I'm going to throw a number on it, I would say about 10% of the people out there have actually teaching the things that they want to achieve. And I'm not going to say that you can't teach people. So here's another thing I want to have a caveat to this, because there's a lot of people out there that could teach some amazing things. Obviously, you can never teach people to become millionaires if you haven't done it yourself. I get that. Let's take that off the table. But I want you to understand that there's a lot of people out there who have really specialized knowledge, skills, talents that they can teach. And it's not always about financial success and business success and things like that, like I teach, but to understand that every five-year-old could teach a four-year-old how to tie their shoes, and there's nothing wrong with that. So no matter where you are in life, realize that there are people below you that haven't got to your level, and you can teach all of those people to get to your level. Yeah. And everybody that's above you or perceived above you can be your mentor. So understand that there's a range. You just have to be honest with yourself where you fit in that range and start focusing on the people that you can serve, which are the people that need to get to your level. And when you start helping other people achieve their goals, that's when your goals will arrive. And I'll tell you that one of the most things that keep people from achieving success is they're focused on themselves. They're always worried about what's in it for them. They're trying to make that money. They're trying to focus on dollars rather than impact, rather than creating legacy, rather than helping other people. You and I both know, Robert, when we can help other people achieve their goals, that's when we get the rewards. That's when we become fulfilled. So if you're out there helping other people achieve their dreams or getting better or helping other people transform, those are the keys that you're going to lead to success. And most people overlook that because they truly believe it's not possible for them to be that person, to be able to help people. It's just not true.
Yeah, exactly. And you alluded this. I'm going to go back to catch that comment you made and then bring it back to what we're talking about right now about the sunk cost factor, all right? The degree you get, okay, I got the training, I'm good to go, and that's where they stop, right? You just said that, you know, someone, a five-year-old can teach a four-year-old to tie shoes, but in training, and especially I got this concept from the military, my military background and cop background, when you become a sergeant for the first time, you're a lowly buck sergeant, right? You're now responsible for training the people under you, but they're brand new. They don't know everything. That's why you're a sergeant in charge of them, so you can train them. But at the same time, you don't say, okay, I made sergeant, I'll be here for the next 15 years till I retire. You're constantly training yourself to move to the next promotion and the next promotion and the next promotion. And I always taught you train to replace yourself. Because on the battlefield, if the lieutenant gets shot, the platoon sergeant's in charge. Platoon sergeant gets charged, the senior section chief's in charge, and on down the line it goes. And it's not unusual for a corporal or an E4 to be in charge of a platoon in the middle of a battle until, you know, everything quiets down and they restructure the organization. The same thing in the civilian world in business. You always want to continue training to improve yourself. You don't want to be, you know, okay, you're the senior secretary in the administration department. Is that where you want to stop? I mean, a lot of people, do you see that, especially with your coaching programs, do you see a lot of people who say, okay, I've made this and I'm good now, instead of wanting to continue the training, continue the education, continue working with you?
Actually, I'll share a phrase with you. I think that you'll enjoy this one. It relates exactly to what you just talked about. I say there is no true success without a succession plan. That is key, because we are always trying to replace ourselves. Unless you have a scarcity mindset, then you're one of those people that talks about job security. I'm not going to help these people because I got job security. If you're that kind of person, you're never going to be successful because you're stuck in a scarcity mindset rather than a growth mindset. And you may not even know what that means, but I would encourage you to go pick up a psychology book on understanding fixed versus growth mindset. One of the best ones I could recommend is called Mindset. The author is Carol Dweck with a D. And you'll learn the difference between those mindsets. And that's one of the things that's going to unlock your potential when you start to realize the things or the times that you're in that scarcity mindset. But getting back to the question on what are you doing with this? There's too many things going on out there, Robert, that people just hold themselves back and they settle and they truly believe that there's nothing else left for them because of the self-limiting beliefs that we've been led to believe by our teachers, by our parents, by society counting you out. You have some failures and you start to tell the story based on your failures instead of looking at today or learning from failures. So unfortunately, most people out there just have that scarcity mindset and they just don't think they can achieve more. But the thing is that they have to be willing to learn. They have to be willing to improve. And like I said earlier, most people haven't read a book since school. And if that's you, you need to start thinking about that. There's a lot of people out there with different perspectives, a lot of different knowledge. Information is readily available nowadays. I think that even most of the college degrees outside of required degrees for a profession are really obsolete. I think the information is readily available. You can go things, listen to podcasts, you can read books, you can go on YouTube. You can learn almost anything nowadays at the touch of your fingers. And that device that you carry around in your pocket or in your purse called your cell phone. And the thing is that that power is within your hand and you carry it around all day and you don't even use it. So to me, that blows my mind because there's people out there really struggling, but they're not really putting a lot of effort into it because they're all working from survival mode. They're just trying to get by. They're just trying to live day to day. You touched on earlier, you go back to your small town, you see people that, and there's, you know what, there's nothing wrong with people who settle. I'm not trying to paint them a bad picture, but a lot of times we live in that bubble. And we don't even know. We're just not aware of it. Yeah. And you'll even find people of success reach some level of financial success or comfort, and then they go into their own bubble and they don't even realize it because they stop growing, they stop learning, they stop challenging themselves, and then they wonder why they're unhappy. It's because your brain is wired to want new information on a daily basis. So if you're not out there listening to podcasts, listening to audiobooks, reading books, getting off of the news and things that cloud your mind with doom and gloom and all these different things that are out there in shock and fear, get away from those things that are robbing your energy, whether that's people or the media or things like that, that cause some negative adverse reaction to you and get you into a wrong emotional state. And you're going to start to see that this world is actually a very beautiful place. And there's a lot of miracles that happen every day. And you're going to start to believe in what's possible rather than thinking about all the stuff and that you have to settle, falling in complacency, just feeling like a lower version of yourself. Start to think about that. Succession, teaching other people is critical because when you start to help other people, you're going to find that that is one of the biggest rewards there is. That's why we have donations. That's why we do charity. That's why we have these nonprofits. When you start to help other people and impact other people, there's nothing more gratitude filling than that.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, sometimes something I try to emphasize because I've lived it, is most, if not all, the problems that we have in life, especially what you just talked about, you know, you're living in this bubble and you've hit the bubble ceiling, I guess you could say, for where you're at, but you're not trying to break out of it. And you see other people that have been working 20 years, have a boat and two cars and a nice, and you start, you know, using the credit card and things like that. And a lot of the problems we have in life are the result of our own bad decisions. And there are some things that do happen that are totally out of control, you know, bad diagnosis health-wise or, you know, whatever. But if someone loses a job and then can't pay their bills, the problem isn't so much losing the job, but incurring the bills in the first place. So how do you help people change that mindset from, you know, living paycheck to paycheck, keeping up with the Joneses, to focusing on what they desire to achieve in life? You know, again, we're talking about that mindset of, you know, being stuck in the job and because it's secure. I've been there for 15 years. I got, you know, 15 more and I can retire and get a pension, although it's half of my paycheck. And, you know, they just feel stuck in life. How does your training programs help them change that mindset?
That's a great question, Robert. And I can totally relate. We've all been there. We think about comparing ourselves. You talked about the accountability is what the key word there is. Mm-hmm. Until you can take 100% accountability for where you are in this life, outside of acts of God, like you mentioned, things happen, disease, accidents, things beyond your control. Outside of those, wherever you are in this life at this moment is based on decisions you made years ago. And until you can take 100% accountability for that, you will never improve. 100% means just accepting all the good and the bad, because a lot of times we do things, it's based on our decisions, where we are, who we're hanging around with, the decisions we made. Even the smallest decisions have a major impact. So what I always teach people is, who do you want to be? In 3 to 5 years, who do you want to be? I want you to start visualizing the person that you could become and the best version of yourself in 3 to 5 years, because that's an attainable goal. Look at yourself, shut your eyes, think about the level of fitness that you would like to have, the quality of relationships you would like to have, the financial amount that you may have in your bank, all these different things. I want you to really start to visualize how you dress, how you speak, how you would like to be. May not even believe in that in this moment, and then start to think about that future version of yourself every single day. Today, every time you come up to a decision, the smallest decision, the food on the end of my fork, would the future better version of myself eat that? Yes or no? with this opportunity that comes up, what would the future version of Robert or Tony say in this simple decision?
Yeah.
If I don't feel like going to the gym today because I'm tired or I have an excuse or I failed at writing that book that I need to, that's going to launch my empire, all these different things that we talk about ourselves, every single decision of every single day is going to either lead you closer to that future version of yourself or further away. It really comes down to yes and no questions. And here's the beauty of that. When you can start asking yourself and thinking the future version of yourself, how would they do that? How would that better version, every decision, the smallest decisions, then you're going to start to operate and think like that future version of yourself. And then over time, you become that future version of yourself. That's the music. That's the beautiful thing that most people don't realize. And think about what we talked about in this segment here. The current life that you currently live, the lifestyle you currently live is based on past decisions. Understand that. And when you take accountability, therefore, you get to control your future life because you've already proven that you become who you decided to be. Now you get to decide who you want to be and understand that you do have control over that. So you got to push away the excuses. You got to take accountability for every single thing you're doing and lead to that future version of yourself.
Amen. Amen. Tony, as we get ready to wrap up, tell us about your podcast, how you started it, and what is your purpose of the podcast?
My podcast is called 365 Driven, and this is a brand that I launched in June of 2017. When I decided that I was no longer just going to go talk about fancy cars and things like that, because prior to June of 2017, I was terrified to get in front of that camera or stand on a stage, had stage fright. And that was a result of growing up being hurt, seeing things like, kids should be seen and not heard, and how we're overly praised for being quiet. And we think that that's being good and all these different things. So you start to fit in and try to blend in with the herd instead of standing out. You start to realize as you become an older person, you realize that no, the results go to people who are willing to stand out and be unique. Like, they don't build statues and name highways after people who hide in the shadows and avoid standing out there. So the word outstanding literally means standing out from the crowd. And you start to realize that I have this powerful message. I've helped people become millionaires. I've helped at least 12 people that used to work for me build their own companies and become millionaires themselves. And they were always telling me, Tony, you should be teaching people this. You got a lot of talent. You love this. Why aren't you doing this? And it goes back to that sunk cost fallacy. Well, I've got this career and I've got this degree and I've got this job and I'm still running my businesses. I don't have time to do that. And what it really came down to, Robert, is I was scared. I didn't need that. I had financial success. I had business. I have people that love me. I have family. I didn't need to put myself out there. So I avoided that situation. But the truth was, I was just scared of doing it. And for most people, they are scared of doing that. They're so worried about criticism and putting themselves out there. And I just said, you know what? Here's how I'm going to do this. I'm going to write this book called Side Hustle Millionaire. And I'm going to teach people to take the ideas in their head and how to evaluate those ideas for the best odds of success and how to handhold them and walk them step by step on how to build their first business. That was my goal. And I used to talk about, I'm going to impact thousands of people because I was thinking small. And it sold over 1,000 copies in the very first week because I created the book that people wanted, that people asked of me. And I said, oh man. So while I'm typing this book out, and it took me 5 months, I started to believe in what's going to happen. I started going, wow, this book is actually becoming pretty good. I would even buy this book. And so now I'm starting to think, wow, if this book becomes a success, Robert, what's going to happen? What if people want to interview me? What if people want to get me on TV and radio? And guys, all of this stuff has happened. In the last 2 years, I've been on TV. I've been on radios. I'm on podcasts. I've been over 100 something shows now.
Man.
And I said, okay, I need to become the right person to carry this message. So I invested in public speaking training. I joined Toastmasters and showed up every single week and got better. And then I made these videos. I'm still making videos every day on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn, and just putting out content and sharing my message. And I became the person that I needed to be able to carry this message. So if you've got that passion, if you've got that purpose inside you and you need to get it out there, you have to be honest with yourself. Are you the right person? I was that person 3 years ago thinking, who is the future version of Tony? Here I am today. See what I mean? I live by example. I became better. I became more confident speaking. I started doing things that led to the podcast. I would have never thought about wanting to be a podcast host or standing on stages in front of thousands of people 3 years ago. I was terrified of that. But now I've found something, a talent, an ability, a skill that I love. And it's just one of the things I get to showcase and help people, show them by example that you can transform. People have known me 20 plus years on social media. They see the things I've been doing the last 2 years and they're like, wow, you're not even the same person. It's incredible to see this journey that you're on. And they start to believe in it for themselves. And that's why I do this.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome. Tony, if someone wanted to reach out to you to ask a question, perhaps get into your coaching program, how can they get more information?
My website is 365driven.com, 365driven.com. And from there, it's like the mothership. You'll find all the links to my book, all the social media channels, and my coaching programs.
Amen. Amen. Folks, Tony Whatley used to be where a lot of you are at right now. And if you're not where you would like to be, and that includes me, I'm not pretending anything here either. I'm constantly trying to improve and move to the next level as well. So you need to get in touch with Tony Whatley. Go down in the show notes. At a minimum, go down to the website and take a look around. I mean, there is so much information on there. Resources, the podcast, links to articles. Everything is on there. Be sure to order Tony's book, Side Hustle Millionaire, How to Build a Business That Creates Financial Freedom. This book will have you motivated to leave your comfort zone and strive for greatness. Praise God. Tony, thank you for taking the time to visit with us today. I do appreciate it, man.
Hey, Robert, thank you for the opportunity. And if there's any listeners out there that want to reach out and let me know if I've impacted them, I'm just speaking to that one person that's been listening to this that knows that they need to step out there and do something, but I hope I moved you off the edge. Reach out to me. You can find me on my socials.
Amen. Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. Go down in the show notes, order Tony Whatley's book, use the links, get in touch with them. Do it now while you're thinking about it, and you'll be glad you did. For Tony Whatley and myself, this is Pastor Bob Romani. Be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.